it's probably related to a number of factors. You know, we've done a good job of getting the word out, so doctors think about it and test for it, and so more cases are reported. But it's also going around more lately, and part of the reason is the protection from the vaccines that we give against whooping cough wear off over time. It's part of the reason that adolescents and adults are recommended a booster dose now.
Are children more susceptible to this, or can it happen to anyone, as you said, adolescents and adults as well?
Right. Anybody of any age can get whooping cough. The problem with adolescents and adults sometimes is that it doesn't have that characteristic whoop, so it might be misdiagnosed or not even, whooping cough might not even be considered. But young babies are at greatest risk, so they're most likely to get whooping cough. They're most likely to have serious disease if they get it. They often require hospitalizations, and every year babies die of whooping cough in the U.S., mostly those who are too young yet to be fully protected by vaccination themselves.
And what are the symptoms?
It kind of starts out like a cold, but then a cough develops, and it really turns into a serious or severe cough. People have fits of coughing. They'll cough and cough until they cough all of the air out of their lungs and then gasp to take a breath, and that's where the whoop comes from. That's what gives it its name.
Is there a whooping cough season? Is it more likely in the winter or the spring?
It's not very seasonal, so it can happen any time of the year. Lately, we've been seeing outbreaks in various places kind of start in the spring and gain speed over the summer, but certainly we worry about it with back-to-school season as kids come together and interact more closely. And so it's important for parents to make sure their kids are up to date on their vaccines before they send them back to school.
Is it highly contagious?
Yeah, it's very contagious. So if you're susceptible and in close contact with somebody who has it, it's very likely you'll get it. It's most concerning for infants who are at greatest risk for disease and for severe disease and who are not yet protected by vaccines. So we rely on everybody around babies to be protected, to be vaccinated, and prevent the spread of whooping cough to the baby. And now we recommend Tdap vaccine, a booster for pertussis, for all pregnant women, both to protect the mom and to help pass on protection to her baby.
Most adults don't think of having to get vaccine boosters at their age, but this is something that you're recommending.
That's right, yeah. So adults they are familiar with the tetanus boosters. So this is the same vaccine, but it adds protection against pertussis as well. But everybody can get it regardless of the time since their last tetanus booster.
What should people do if they think they have whooping cough?
Yeah, it can be serious. So anybody who has the signs and symptoms should get in touch with their doctor or seek medical attention. It's especially important for young babies who can get very sick very quickly.
And this can prove fatal for some people.
Yeah, it does. So far in New York, there have been no deaths, thankfully, this year, but there were three in 2011. And we've had 9 deaths nationwide this year.